Great day for a dip in the water, but beware of toxic algae, say the signs posted around Seattle's Green Lake. That is not deterring swimmers here on the last week of summer break. They are showing up to celebrate what we have left of August here, which inspired KUOW's Joshua McNichols. He penned this letter to Seattle's most visited park.
Dear Green Lake, you used to be a pristine lake outside of Seattle, carved by a glacier long ago. Then settlers logged all around you. Later, the Olmsted brothers reshaped your shores. They filled you in on the edges so that we could have a nice trail around you.
I saw Tim was doing some back-to-school.
He's on it. He got it.
And then the Aurora Speedway came through to the west and dumped its fill in your waters. Now you're 100 acres smaller than you used to be. At the height of your fame, hydroplanes raced on your surface. The Grateful Dead played on your shores. Now dogs trample your edge plantings.
Can I keep your dog on the grass, please?
And the expansive lawns that looked so good on the Olmsted drawings attract crowds of geese along with their waste, which feeds the cyanobacteria that makes you poisonous from time to time. Below your surface, you're choked with milfoil. Along your shore, blackberry brambles crowd out the plants placed there by devoted volunteers who gather in small groups to weed, hoping to restore a trace of your lost dignity.
It irks me that there's so much blackberry and so little effort being put
in. But despite your flaws, we adore you. And in these last days of summer, thousands of walkers, joggers, strollers, and rollerbladers will circle you each day. Kids will take their last jumps off your docks. One last cannonball before school starts next week.
Cannonball!
Dear Green Lake, you are loved. Maybe a little too much. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW. Thank you.